Sports Radio FNZ, Nick Wilson, Stan Norfleet. Happy Friday, everybody.
What up,
Happy
though?
Bye week Friday.
What up, though?
It just feels better when you know the Panthers aren't going to lose on Sunday.
They actually won last night.
And by the way, the bye week has come at the perfect time here. We've got more to get into from the ACC title game. The end of our conversation there was obviously interrupted for a very good reason. So we'll get more into the ACC title game. We've got plenty to get into from this weekend in sports. But even though the Panthers aren't playing, it's a great weekend in the NFL at large. A lot of great matchups with a lot of implications to go ahead and talk about the weekend in the NFL. We'll also talk about the Carolina Panthers and the state of them. We welcome on, you know him as an NFL analyst for The Ringer. He's part of the Ringer NFL show preview. That episode comes out every Friday afternoon. And this man is on the up and come. He is the great Stephen Ruiz. Welcome back to the show, Stephen.
Damn, I don't know if I'm going to be able to live up to that intro.
Well, so the reason why I went that hard was that I know that people are going to hear Stephen Ruiz and think of the fake vax card guy, the former chef. And I'm trying to counteract some of the negativity this week you may have received accidentally on Twitter.
I like it. When I first started out in this business, the other Stephen Ruiz, when you Googled my name, was a guy that was in the Hell's Angels gang and got arrested for murder. So this one is actually more tamer than that other guy. I'm actually more pleased with this result.
What I'll say is, it's like Mike Williams. Somebody has to be the good Mike Williams in the NFL. You are the good Stephen Ruiz, and that's what matters. So before we get to what I think is going to be a great weekend in the NFL, a question that we've asked ourselves this week is whether or not the Carolina Panthers, the rebuild, is still on track. Do you think the Panthers rebuild, year two of Matt Rhule, is still on track?
I mean, I'm still waiting for the rebuild to start. I think that's been the problem, is they've never really fully committed to a rebuild. There's been these stopgap measures, especially at the quarterback position, and that's really how you rebuild the franchise, right? When you rebuild, you start over at the most important position on the team, and we never really got that over the first 2 years. So when does it start? Like, if you go back to the trade, I think it was last offseason for Russell Okung, you trade away Trey Turner, who was a much younger player, for like a win now move with a veteran left tackle who was already talking about retirement. Are those moves consistent with the rebuild? I don't know. So I would say no. I don't think the rebuild is on track. I don't think it's ever got on track.
Stephen, is Matt Rhule through 28 games over his skis?
I mean, you have to think there's at least one or two times during a game where you're like, what are you doing, Matt Rhule? And when you're a coach like he is, where he's not the offensive coordinator, he's not like a Sean McVay type where he's so involved in the play calling on either side of the ball. Your job is to manage the game, and I have to say that he hasn't done a good job at that. That's probably been the worst part of the coaching staff on game days, is their game management, their decision making, and their time management. So I would say no, and I don't think the team is any better. He's known as a program builder. I don't think, is there a clear direction for this program right now? I would say no. So through 28 games, it hasn't been a good job.
In fairness, the clear direction is they've lost 7 of their last 9 games. So there is a direction. It's just not the direction we would like to be heading. Stephen Ruiz, NFL analyst for The Ringer, with Nick and Stan here, breaking down the latest with the Carolina Panthers here. And while we do that, it is a fantastic week in the NFL. We saw a good matchup of two good brands last night. Dallas getting the win over New Orleans. Was last night more about Dallas getting right, or was last night more about the New Orleans Saints going full into the tarlac pit?
I think it's the second one. I think it's whenever you have Taysom Hill starting at quarterback, I don't think you could take anything away from that game if you're the opposing team. Like, you can't be like, oh yeah, we played well on defense. No, you played a tight end at quarterback. Like, that's going to happen. And it's a Thursday night game. I take those results with a grain of salt just because of how weird those weeks are. And, you know, you have to turn around in 3 days. I know these teams played on Thanksgiving, but it's just a weird atmosphere to play in. So I'm not going to take too much from it. But for the Saints, I think it was a good result, because then now you give up on the Taysom Hill experiment, right? You don't have to waste your time. You go into next offseason, maybe they re-sign Jameis, but you realize this guy's not going to be our quarterback. So we need to have a plan at the quarterback position that doesn't involve him.
Mr. Ruiz, I look at the top of the NFC, and I think in a certain order, we can pretty safely assume how that top five-ish is going to shake out. What about, though, you know, the six and that seven spot, that wild card spot? How do you think of those teams that are muddled there together right now? In the end, when the dust settles, how's that going to look?
I think the 49ers are the best of that group. They've been playing really well over the last couple of weeks. I know they had that little dry spell, I think it was like October, but they look like a team that not only is capable of winning this wild card spot, but I think they can do some damage in the playoffs. Like, Kyle Shanahan is just a ridiculously hard coach to coach against, especially in the playoffs when he really has more time to focus on his opponent. But after that, this seventh seed, man, the Giants are in control of the seventh seed, or not the Giants, the Washington football team. And they're not a very good team. I know they beat Carolina 2 weeks ago, but even that was a shaky result. I don't know. I'm not even ruling out the Panthers. If, like, Cam gets comfortable and they can somehow figure out a way to protect this offensive line and make their job a little easier.
Oh, Omar.
I'm not ruling it out that they can go on a little bit of a run.
Steven.
I'm not ruling it out. I know.
How do we come full circle on this? You basically covered every base that we've covered this week of, that's not looking good, but you know what? You never really know. Steven, looking at the NFC South at large, Tampa Bay is doing Tampa Bay things with or without Antonio Brown. Who do you think of those three teams, Atlanta, New Orleans, and Carolina, who do you think has the best chance of going on a run here and securing that seventh spot?
Oh, man. I think it's the Saints, and I know it's hard to say after last night's game, but if they get healthy, they have a favorable schedule. And last night's game wasn't even a game they needed to win to really make the playoffs. They could lose this game. They could lose the next Tampa Bay game, and, like, the rest of their schedule is pretty easy. I know Carolina's on it. But if they win those games that I think they'll be favored in, they'll actually make the playoffs based on the math. So I would pick the Saints, as much as it pains me as a lifelong Panthers fan.
Let's talk individual players for a second. Let's start with, you know, the general categories. MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, Rookie, all of that. Where are you at?
You know, my MVP has been tough this year. It's like it seems like it changes every week. But I think Kyler has actually benefited from not playing these last few weeks because all these other quarterbacks have played poorly. But if it's not, like, if Kyler comes back and just lights up the league, I think he's going to win the award. But if it's not him, it might end up being Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, which is such a boring outcome. But, like, that's what happens when all these quarterbacks are so inconsistent. Like, you just go with the known commodities.
So no love for Kirk Cousins, who's got a quarterback rating of 105.3. Geez, Steven. Come on, man.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not a Kirk guy. I can't give him credit. Even when he plays well, I'm not going to give him credit. Whatever. That's not fun. Rooting for Kirk Cousins, come on now.
So you don't like that. Steven Ruiz, NFL analyst for The Ringer with Nick and Stan. Maybe the best game we can expect this weekend isn't until Monday. Pats, Bills in Orchard Park there. The Bills just a 2.5-point favorite here. Who do you like in this matchup?
On paper, I really like the Patriots. We saw 2 weeks ago this Buffalo team, when it has to go up against a aggressive run game, a run game that's not just going to run inside zone, outside zone at you. They're going to run power. They're going to run traps, swam blocks. Like, they really had problems against the Colts. And this Patriots team, they're the best at that in the league. They have a great offensive line. They're committed to the run. My one concern is Mac Jones against a great defense. This is one of the best defenses in the league. They're very disciplined. Like, you know, Sean McDermott from his time in Carolina, he's one of the best coaches in the league. I think he's going to have them ready to play against this offense. And I actually give the Bills the coaching advantage on that side of the ball. It comes down to what Belichick can do to Josh Allen. And I think Belichick has it in him to fool Josh Allen and to goad him into a couple of mistakes. So I'm going to pick the Patriots. Even on the road, I don't think they're the better team, but I think in this matchup, they just match up better.
All right, Steven, to wrap it up here in Carolina, I got about 30 seconds. A lot of quarterback thirst going on in Carolina right now. What is the Panthers' best hope for a quarterback in 2022?
I think, honestly, and this is going to sound like I'm a Cam, like Stan or whatever, I think it's Cam Newton. The quarterback class is bad. I don't think they're going to be able to get one of these veterans that wants to get traded out of their city. I really think it's Cam Newton.